Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Come on, Hera, please.
This is serious, Officer Eiffel.
Which is why I'm asking. I need gravitas.
Fine, playing it now.
Yes! Hear ye, hear ye. Welcome to a very special, very secret night court edition of the Logs of Douglas Eiffel. On the docket of the Hephaestus station this evening, will the crew decide Dr. X should be hung from his toes for lying about even more things? Will cruel and unusual tickling be authorized to extract his many secrets? Will the original mission of Wolf 359 be... Oops, excuse me, listeners. All rise for the Honorable Justice Commander Minkowski presiding.
Give me that stupid thing, Eiffel. Oh. Look, both of you. We've been running on minimal rest and maximum paranoia since Christmas. The last thing we needed was more disturbing information on the man in our observation deck. But we're not going to let our emotions run away with us, okay? We're just here to discuss our options.
And when you say options, you mean kill him, don't you?
It's on the table, yes.
Isn't that a bit rash? Don't we at least get to shout, Hilbert! In Shatnerian fury?
We're not jumping into anything. I think it's worth confirming his is the voice on that recording before we make any permanent decisions. If we approached him in the right way, I don't think he'd deny it.
And then what? Tea and crumpets while he regales us with stories about that time when he killed everyone?
You don't know that.
Let me refer you to Exhibit A. The marked absence of Captain Lovelace from the immediate surroundings.
This isn't a trial, and you don't know what happened. 3 hours ago, you were ready to believe that Lovelace made it back to Earth.
Yeah, that was before I knew her co-pilot was Dr. Sputnik. You think that had a happy ending?
No. I think he probably killed her. Given the opportunity, he'll definitely try to kill us again.
Mostly you. I get a bunch of pins stuck in me first.
Which is why the question isn't, is Hilbert a mutinous lying sociopath? We know that. But given the layers of secrets about this place, does Hilbert know enough for us to justify keeping him on board? And if so, then how do we do it?
Ridiculous.
Something you'd like to add, Hera?
Nothing justifies keeping someone that dangerous around us.
I don't think you're wrong. In the long term. But without some idea of what we're dealing with...
I may actually be playing devil's advocate, but I'd like to state for the record that I'm on team What's Wrong with Handcuffs.
Stop treating this like a joke, Officer Eiffel.
Hey, I'm the person for whom the joke tolls. Sure, Hilbert's gonna turn on us the first chance we give him, but as long as he's fixated on turning me into the Uber Doug, we have leverage on him. Plus, lots of chains and locks actually on him. Isn't that an acceptable risk for a shot at figuring out what Command's game is? Not to mention, helping me beat space pneumonia.
Terribly convenient that as soon as Hilbert's life is at risk, he starts talking about this deadly pathogen only he can manage, how it's going to kill you if he's not around to help. And of course, the decimavirus is so complicated that really there.
Are you saying that it might just be a trick?
No. I'm saying it's definitely just a trick.
That's a possibility, but it's a gamble that we take on Eiffel's life, Hira. Probably mine too. What we know...
Quiet! What we know is that this man has systematically lied about his identity and manipulated all of us to achieve his objectives. I don't need to remind you two that every moment you keep him on board, you put your lives in jeopardy. But what you seem to be forgetting is that Dr. Hilbert dismembered me without a moment's hesitation. That monster nearly murdered me. A member of this crew. You should have killed him for that alone. And I get it, Officer Eiffel. I get you're scared he put something inside you. But I hope you haven't forgotten emergency code Alpha Victor. He put that in me.
But look, that may be proof that he's not lying about...
Day one, he's lied about everything. Everything he's done has been to deceive us, to make us hesitate, to give him the benefit of the doubt. Don't you get it? He's done this before, and you are playing into his hands again. So sure, sign me up for team Let's Kill Hilbert, if that's how you want to put it, but the only way to stop that man from endangering us is to stop his breathing.
I don't want to wear out an old favorite, but in other news, doesn't the star look awfully close today?
We are in a very stable orbit and aren't about to get distracted by the limits of your depth perception, Officer Eiffel.
I'm not kidding. I think the star looks way bigger than it should.
Actually, that doesn't look right to me either.
Seriously? You both need to face the facts here. Hilbert is more dangerous than anything else on this station. And frankly, this is a cheap way to change the subject, Eiffel. I have the station completely under control.
Okay, we're going into a collision vector.
My scans are nominal, Commander.
I don't feel very nominal.
Me neither. Hira, help me plot the course back into orbit and prepare to engage engines on my mark.
For the last time, the station is completely...
Commander?
I'm trying to pull us out, but I need full control of the nav systems. Hira?
No, it's fine. I can...
I don't care what you can. Give me the controls, right now.
Commander!
That's an order.
Guys?
Everybody hold on to something! Everyone alive?
Oh, in theory.
Then help me figure out how much damage we just took on.
Right.
Commander, I...
You too, Hira. I need to know if anything's fallen off my station.
I'll put together a damage assessment right away. I don't think the station's integrity was... too compromised by the course correction.
Looks like we're okay, except for hydraulics and filtration.
The blinky red light of doom is hydraulics?
The primary valve is probably out of alignment, and God knows what the pipes are like down there. Get down to engineering and see what you can do, Eiffel.
Commander, my knowledge of plumbing begins and ends with Mario Kart 2.
Eiffel.
I'll radio back if I end up in the wrong castle, sir.
See that you do. Just once. A normal meeting. Just once.
Commander?
Yes.
I've completed the assessment. I recommend a manual reset of the main hydraulics valve and of air intakes 1 and 4.
Okay. Walk Eiffel through the procedure when he gets to engineering.
Yes, sir.
Hira, what do I need to know about what just happened?
It appears there was an adjustment in our trajectory.
A considerable adjustment?
Yes.
And what about 8 hours ago in the cargo bay? That makes 2 near catastrophes today, and you didn't see either of them coming?
Respectfully, Respectfully, Commander, there's been plenty of things you haven't seen coming. I'm doing the best I can here, so just please, try to sound a little less patronizing.
I'm not being patronizing, I'm being critical. Look, what Hilbert did to you was unforgivable, and I can only imagine how traumatic these past few weeks have been. But for us to work effectively, I need you to take your emotions out of the equation and judge the situation for what it is.
And what would that be?
Delicate and dangerous. I need to know that I can trust you, Hera. That I can rely on you to be calm, composed, and level-headed.
Right, sure. With that maniac still here? Yeah, easy peasy.
Don't take that tone with me. Lives are on the line here, Hera, including your own. So if your functions are too compromised to know what's happening on the station, you need to own up to that.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that maybe, for now, you should transfer some of your controls over to Eiffel and me. Let us help manage things.
It's not that simple, Commander. Right now, I'm... Get it? We're dangerous.
Hera? Is everything okay?
No, I'm sorry, Commander. I experienced a temporary strain diverting resources to assist Officer Eiffel's repairs. After he finishes, I would be happy to discuss my mission effectiveness.
Okay. Concentrate on that for the moment. I don't mean for you to think... Well, we'll talk.
Yes, Commander.
All right. Air intake repairs for dummies. Let's do this thing. Hera? That was your cue for a pithy retort.
Sorry, Officer Eiffel. I was momentarily distracted.
Minkowski's turning on the charm, eh?
Commander Minkowski takes a very hands-on approach to her administrative duties.
That's one way to put it. Anyway, which one's the valve guy?
Lift up the central panel.
Oh yeah, that looks out of whack.
Realign the lip into the main intake again. Then tighten the heads on valves 1 and 4.
Hey, Hera? You're not silently freaking out about our latest close encounter of the red dwarf kind, right? Because...
It's fine.
You know, I hate to admit it, but Hilbert was the one who patched you up. He has some uses. There might be some way to channel his powers for the forces of good.
I'm sure we'll find his inner humanitarian any day now.
Okay, is that it?
That's it. Actually... Wait. There's a bit more to the schematics. When you're done with that, pull that big red release to your left.
The one with the danger sticker?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
No, but actually, that thing looks like it shouldn't be messed with.
Don't you trust me?
Big red release, 10-4. Hey, I am Handyman. Hear me roar.
Great work, Officer Eiffel.
It takes a team. Speaking of... Hey, Commander, all air intake valves lead to Rome. We fixed it.
Great. Do a spot check on the pipes and then head back up.
We'll go.
Eiffel, what did you just do? The entire console's lit up. Half the rooms on the station are reporting life support malfunctions.
Really?
Yes!
I know that's bad. It's super unfunny. Serious thoughts.
Eiffel!
I'm sorry. I don't know what's... I just did the thing and flipped the switch.
Then unflip it. Turn it back.
Hera, are you there? We've got another rim shot, I'm afraid. Gotta reboot... stuff.
We should wait a few minutes, Officer Eiffel. Give adjust.
No time, baby. Will the station blow up if I flip the switch back?
Speak clearly. What's going on?
I don't know, but these walls are real bouncy.
Listen to me, Eiffel. You're losing air. It's making you loopy. Flip the switch back. Whatever it was, turn it back.
Up. Gotta get up and away.
Why is he losing air? That wasn't supposed to happen. What's wrong with you?
What wasn't supposed? Is this another mistake, Hera? Or it is a mistake, right?
Flip the damn switch, Eiffel.
Wham! Done! Do I get a cookie?
Hera, what's going on? Is the pressure normalizing?
I don't think so. I can't read anything.
Do machines read of electric sheep?
The air system's gone berserk. I'm seeing life support failures in the hangar, the greenhouse, the mess, the observation deck.
Commander, could we focus on Officer Eiffel, please?
Hera, does Dr. Hilbert have an air supply?
Really? Now? I'm trying to get the automated systems to—
Answer my question. Can Dr. Hilbert breathe?
Yes. But he won't be able to in another 3 minutes.
Damn it, Hera, I know what you're doing.
I'm trying to fix this. I'm trying to help.
No, you're not. You're trying to get rid of Hilbert.
I can do two things at once. And besides, that is helping. It would make things a lot safer here.
Hera, you need to calm down and think about what you're doing.
I am calm. I am calm and collected and level-headed, and I'm fixing the problem.
No, you're not. You're scared, and you're about to get someone killed.
Well, it was just a matter of time, wasn't it? That's what you're thinking, anyway. I'm going to get someone killed because I'm all wrong now, because he brought me back wrong. You're going to have to unplug me one way or another. At least this way I can get rid of him. I can do that much for the two of you. Now go help Eiffel.
I can't. I don't have any O2 canisters in the bridge. By the time I get one and make it down to engineering, he'll be gone. You have to do something.
I can't. I can't do anything. I can't find the commands. The old me, yeah, I could have done this, but now after what he did to me, I just can't.
Listen to me, officer. You are crew of this ship. If Eiffel dies, it's because he trusted you and you went behind his back. Do you want that?
No!
Then fix it.
Have you been listening?
You can. You are the smartest person I've ever met, Hera. Focus that intelligence and save our moron.
What?
I trust you. Do it.
All station life support systems are normalizing. Your autopilot apologizes for the disruption. I'm really, really sorry.
Are you still with us, Officer Eiffel?
This is exactly the sort of thing that would not happen on Team What's Wrong with Handcuffs.
Hang on. I'm grabbing the nearest oxygen tank and I'm coming down there.
Well, Hilbert's still alive and considerably less smug, so that's one upside to... Are you working?
No. Slightly. Sort of. Compiling recordings of the deep space transmissions is weirdly soothing, okay?
If you say so. I just wanted to check in. Busy day.
You mean Dr. Sex lies in audio tape? Or the pod bay doors that wouldn't open?
Both. Either. I'm not sure how we cope with another unstable element.
Same way we've always done. The force of your common sense keeps the rest of us insanos in check.
Constructive analysis as always, Officer Eiffel.
I also do bar mitzvahs.
Okay, well, just don't do them for too much longer. I want to regroup tomorrow and...
Gotcha, Commander. You too.
Good night.
Night. Are you there, Hera? You are. You always are, I guess. I keep forgetting because, I mean, it's weird, right? I can't imagine how that must be for you. Especially when you want some space here in... space. I'm not gonna pretend I'm cool with almost being turned into the wrench that killed Mr. Body. But I am here for you. So, I can play some iHeart Alien Radio and you can just enjoy it because you saved my life today and we're awesome. Or, we can come up with more ways to call Hilbert a lying liar who lies. Or, I can just ask you how you're doing and how I can help.
Can it be all three?
You're the multitasker, darling. You starting to feel better about that, by the way?
Not really. A little bit. It's a little hard to explain. There's just a lot of little things to keep track of, so when something goes wrong, well, it isn't always clear what's going wrong, you know? So I'm kind of going, okay, is this a life or death thing, or is this the light bulb isn't turning off all the way thing? And of course, while I'm trying to figure that out, I can't stop paying attention to any of the other things, because then a life or death thing would definitely come up out of nowhere. And then just when I think I figured out...
This has been Wolf 359, written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabrielle Urbina. The role of Eiffel was played by Zach Valente. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Shirjarko. And the role of Hera was played by Michaela Sui. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Want to join Team What's Wrong with Handcuffs? Show your support by writing a review on our iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras. Or follow us on Twitter at Wolf359 Radio for more information on our show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
From the team behind the award-winning best fiction horror podcast, Nightlight. A new audio drama that brings the southern folklore of True Blood and the cosmic horror of Lovecraft Country to your ears.
You don't hear that, do you?
Afflicted is a tale of hoodoo, a demonic book bound in human flesh, and natural disasters that are anything but natural.
Which grave did you get the dirt from? Which grave?
Afflicted, a horror thriller audio drama, coming this Halloween thanks to our Indiegogo supporters. Subscribe now to get notified the moment the first episode drops.
It's happening.